Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to begin today by reading to you from Luther's large catechism as he expounds on the first commandment and what exactly that means for us as Christians. The first commandment, you shall have no other gods. What this means, you shall have me alone as your God. What is the meaning of this, and how is it to be understood? What does it mean to have a God, or what is God? Answer, a God means that from which we are to expect all good, and in which we are to take refuge in all distress. So to have a God is nothing other than trusting and believing him with the heart. I have often said that the confidence and faith of the heart alone make both God and an idol. If your faith and trust is right, then your God is also true. On the other hand, if your trust is false and wrong, then you do not have the true God. For these two belong together, faith and God. Now I say that whatever you set your heart on and put your trust in is truly your God. The purpose of this commandment is to require true faith and trust of the heart, which settles upon the only true God and clings to him alone. It is like saying, see to it that you let me alone be your God and never seek another. In other words, whatever you lack of good things, expect it from me. Look to me for it. And whenever you suffer misfortune and distress, crawl and cling to me. I will give you enough and help you out of every need. Only do not let your heart cleave to or rest on any other. And he continues by saying, so you can easily understand what and how much this commandment requires. A person's entire heart and all his confidence must be placed in God alone and in no one else. For to have God, you can easily see, is not to take hold of him with our hands or to put him in a bag like money or to lock him in a chest like silver vessels. Instead, to have him means that the heart take hold of him and clings to him. To cling to him with the heart is nothing else than to trust in him entirely. For this reason, God wishes to turn us away from everything else that exists outside of him and to draw us to himself. For he is the only external good. It is as though he would say, whatever you have previously sought from the saints, or for whatever things you have trusted in money or anything else, expect it all from me. Think of me as the one who will help you and pour out upon you richly all good things. And finally, see here, you have the meaning of the true honor and worship of God, which pleases God, and which he commands under penalty of eternal wrath. The heart knows no other comfort or confidence than in him. It must not allow itself to be torn from him, but for him, it must risk and disregard everything upon earth. On the other hand, you can easily see and sense how the world practices only false worship and idolatry. For no people have ever been so corrupt that they did not begin and continue some divine worship. Everyone has set up as his special God whatever he looked to for blessing, help, and comfort. The world worships all sorts of false gods. And the truth is that they worship the same God, but it goes by many different names. The father of lies tries to spew his lies all over the place, and people believe them. We have false gods all over the place. Allah is sometimes his name. The MLB or the NFL or the NBA are sometimes his name. Secular humanism, which desires only to do what is right in your own flesh here and now, is a false god. Wokeness, the media, BLM and CRT are all forms of false gods. And so is this cult of experts. The concept that if an expert says something, then it is the gospel truth, regardless if it goes against the own word of God or not. The experts don't actually care about your soul. They care about prolonging your life, that you might continue in your consumerism long enough to pay for their own desires. Just because an expert speaks to something does not mean that he has your actual best interest in mind. They would have you believe that the only safe place for you to be, and they're doing it once again, is to be home. There are many blessings that we find in the home. Time together as a family is essential for good Christian living, but so is this house. Worshiping God in His Word and His truth, receiving the very body and blood of Jesus Christ given and shed for you is essential for your souls. And if you don't think that they're trying to do it once again, or if they haven't tried to do it over the last year, keep this in mind. In Alberta, there is a church where the pastor was arrested for having church. Think about that. He had people come to church that they might worship God and receive His gifts. He was arrested for it. He spent time in jail for it. And when he returned to his church, they had barricaded it off. Three layers of fences kept people from worshiping there. They had locked the church doors, and they had hundreds of policemen there to make sure that they wouldn't go in. If you don't think that this is what is going on in our world, I encourage you to look it up. See that all the world desires is your consumerism. It desires that you would trust in it alone. The church will never close. It will not. We must not. Because even if the expert said that you will absolutely die from going to church, Jesus Christ says, "Come unto me." In a world where the media is another false god, where the media will stir up so much fear in you to think that half of people who get a disease end up in the hospital or dead, even when the actual figures are between 1 and 5% of people who contract it end up even in the hospital, there are a lot of false truths out there. There are a lot of lies. There are only two gods in this world. One is this false god. One is the devil who seeks to devour your soul and the souls of everyone that you love. But there's another god. And this is the only true god. This is the only god that can save your immortal soul. And it's Jesus Christ. It's not that Jesus is a truth. He is the truth. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." No other thing on this world can save your immortal soul. Jesus Christ, God, from eternity, took upon your flesh to be born of a virgin, to live a perfect life according to His Father's will. And that took Him to a cross. And upon that cross, God in the flesh hung and died to save you of all of these sins. The world makes you think that you can't worship this God, and the world will call you all sorts of names to try to get you away from this God. Don't be surprised when the world calls you a racist or a phobia of any sort of things given in this world that might be popular or in style right now. The world will use all these names at you to try to make you stop worshiping Jesus Christ. But they will fail. The world is not your judge. Only Jesus Christ is. He is seated upon an eternal throne, a throne in which we gather around to worship Him in spirit and in truth. There were churches stateside that were shuttered, while certain clubs were allowed to be opened. Consider what it must be in this country to allow that sort of debauchery to continue while churches couldn't gather, while abortion clinics could be open, and yet you could not gather, while liquor stores could be serving as many as they want, and yet you could not receive the blood of Christ. That's the world That's the false god that leads this world. Jesus said in our gospel lesson, "For the sons of this world are more shrewd in their generation than the sons of light." It's totally true. They control everything, but they cannot control the word of God. So turn off everything else. We don't have to retreat completely, but when you do retreat, retreat into the word of God. In his word, you will find all truth. You will find the only thing that can save you. That is Jesus Christ. The world is shrewd, but Jesus calls us to be as well. Not turning on them and being mean and quarrelsome with them, but recognizing what they are trying to do. And stopping it in your own households. The government-run schools might try to put in any sort of education they want, any sort of secular humanism that they want, because the truth is that you will always worship a god. Even atheists worship a god. But only one of them is true. Worship him. St. Paul wrote in Romans chapter 8, "For to be carnally minded, that is, of the flesh, is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace." Your body will fail you. It is corrupt because of sin, because of Adam's fall. Make sure that your soul is nourished, and by it, body and soul, you will be with God for eternity. Jesus continued by saying, "Make friends for yourselves by unrighteous mammon, that when you fail, they may receive you into an everlasting home." Those who worship the god of money, or that consumerism, or all of those other gods, will be received into the eternal home of their god, the devil, in hell. But for those of us who store up our treasures not here on earth, but eternal treasures there in heaven, our God will also receive us into that eternal dwelling. Jesus said very clearly, "No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other." You cannot serve God and man. That's not the message the world tells you. The world tells you, fine, we'll give you Sunday morning. As long as it's confined to one single hour, and as long as you go about your business every other day of the week, living not for God, but living like every other heathen out there. But that's not the message that Jesus Christ has to give. He says you cannot serve both of these masters. So which will you serve? Will you serve the unrighteous mammon? Will you serve the false gods that this world has to give? Or will you serve the only true God, the only God that can save? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. The church sings. The world seeks after wealth and all that mammon offers, yet never is content though gold should fill its coffers. I have a higher good, content with it I'll be. My Jesus is my wealth. What is the world to me? Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.